Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. 12 o'clock hour show and Vern minus show. You guys are really doing a number to that guy right now. And let him enjoy his vacation. Stop tweeting at him. He tweeted a few hours ago about how... Did you see that, Serta, what he said about us?
Yes.
Have you talked to him at all since he went on vacation? I told you I tried to call him once, but...
He called me yesterday about something that we were discussing prior to him going on vacation that I need some information about, but that's really all I've talked to him about other than... the stuff on Twitter and all these snitches that we have out here in our audience.
Can I be honest real quick before I get to the Chiefs?
Yes.
This might be unprofessional. But yesterday when... Were you on the phone with him yesterday while you were at work?
Yes.
Well, all right. It seemed to me like you guys were talking about me and how, because I'll pull the curtain back. Look, Joe and Serta did a show together for a long time. They view sports differently. They're both funny. I'm not funny. I'm old school radio. I'm very straightforward. I don't see. Were you guys talking about me, yes or no, and how much you're not enjoying the show?
Not about how much I'm not enjoying the show. Of course I'm enjoying the show.
Sir, I swear to God, just tell me the truth.
He did. You know, he was calling me about something that I shot him a text message about, and it had to do with something for the boss, something the boss was requesting. And when he called me, the first thing he said was, "How's the show going?" And I just said, "Good." And he said, "So terrible, huh?" Because he didn't feel like I was enthusiastic enough in my response. And I said, no, we're fine. Speck's really killing it.
Well, Friday we have a short show, so don't worry, you'll both get your wish. I won't be on the air very long. Yeah, whatever. I agree. That's why, look, I agree. Show is... severely missed. It's a completely different show. It's not that funny without him. It's probably not that good. It's certainly not the tied for 13th best. So yeah, I must be whatever.
I think we've been fantastic this week.
Bro. Okay. All right, Ben. So yeah, we're live from Municipal Auditorium, 82nd annual NAIA Division I Men's Basketball National Championship. Coming up this hour, your chance to win an MVP golf card. Also, your chance to win a four-pack of tickets to the quarterfinal action of the NAIA tournament, which is coming up on Friday. So all of that coming your way this hour. And then in the 1 o'clock hour, we head out to Surprise, Arizona. Talk a lot of baseball. Cody Tapp going to join us for just about the entire hour. So I'll be live watching a basketball game. He'll be live in Arizona. And I don't think they have that college baseball showcase going on right now, but that'd be cool if he's watching a baseball game live broadcasting while I'm watching a basketball game live broadcasting. And currently Columbiaville up 63-61 with 5:34 left to be played as Stephen Ainsworth takes the ball, left-hander out of Denver, Colorado. He carries it across the midcourt line, gets a nice pick from Sergio Garcia. Sergio stretching out, looking for the ball, calling for the ball. He won't get it. He waves off the screen, and I forgot the guy's name. Damn. Oh, we're going to be so bad coming up on Saturday.
Can we talk about what you're doing here? It's not as if, you know, you want to go back and forth. You want to prove that you're better at play-by-play than me, which I said yesterday, even though the text line overwhelmingly said that I was better.
I just keep forgetting their names. That's my problem.
But it's not as if I'm there with you, so I can't do the same thing that you're doing. You're just practicing.
It doesn't matter, Steve. You're better.
Like,
you're better.
Feels
the
like
people
you're
said
just
you're
throwing
better.
It in my face. It feels like no. You're just throwing it in my face.
No, the people said you're better. You're better. There's nothing wrong. I'm not mad about it. I'm just making sure that if and when I am called upon to do play-by-play, that I have, some recent experience. I haven't done it in 15 years, and I just got to get the kids' names down. And once I do that, then I'll be ready to take over. But no, there's no salt coming from this direction. So no, I apologize if it came across that way. I'm not trying to showcase how much more of a professional I am than you. No, I wouldn't do that. What I would do is get to the Chiefs. And Chiefs fans, I need to talk directly to you, especially those listeners that recently have expressed their concern for the way that this program talks about the Chiefs. I got a lot of it yesterday on the text line, and we've gotten a lot of it over the past few weeks here on Show and Vern. Now, normally Ron receives the brunt of it, but now because he's on vacation, you all are his lap dogs, and you all love him and miss him, even though when he's here, all you do is trash him. Nonetheless, so now that he's gone, everyone's crushing me, and they all wish that Ron was back, whatever. But either way, for those of you that do, that believe that we are too rough on this Chiefs team, the four words I want to give to you one more time, and I said it on Twitter and I'll say it here. If you think we're being too rough on the Chiefs, snap out of it. Or three words, suck it up. I know you haven't had a player like Patrick Mahomes ever. You've never had a player like this in this city. Now, maybe in sports, sure. George Brett, that's an MVP. That's a superstar. But it's a different world in which we're living in now in 2019 compared to 1977, right? I understand you haven't had a generational talent like Patrick Mahomes before. But ladies and gentlemen, this is not how you act when you have one. There's no relaxing now that you have a player like Patrick Mahomes. No, now it's about capitalizing on having a player like Patrick Mahomes. And I always go back to the Royals when people bring up how we're treating the Chiefs here in 2019. Like, look across the parking lot. Do you treat the Royals the same way today as you did March 20th, 2016? After they won that title? Of course you don't. And you shouldn't. Because you understand what's going on with the Royals right now. They are knee-deep in a tank job. But when you're on the cusp or when you are the champions, there's a different expectation, a different demand from the fan base, a different demand from the media. When you're good, fans and media should expect more because we know the kind of talent that you have in that locker room. Think about the scrutiny that the Patriots are under year in and year out. The Yankees, the Cubs, teams that win and win consistently are always under the microscope. So when we're going to sit here in Kansas City in what feels like the catbird seat of the AFC, like we're just waiting here for Tom Brady to give us the throne to the AFC. Let's acknowledge that nothing is promised. Let's acknowledge that maybe we'll be able to take not the foot off the gas pedal, but maybe we'll be able to give the Chiefs organization the benefit of the doubt once there's a Lamar Hunt trophy inside of Arrowhead. Once there's another Super Bowl trophy inside of Arrowhead, maybe then I'll give the Chiefs the benefit of the doubt. But I'm not giving a front office the benefit of the doubt, a front office that has traded Marcus Peters and Dee Ford, that has paid Sammy Watkins, that drafted Breeland Speaks, that traded for Reggie Ragland. I'm not doing it. And I don't think you should want it any other way. again, with the Royals, now is not the time to overly scrutinize the Royals. I don't care who they bring in, because I know this season isn't going to end with any champagne celebrations. So Billy Hamilton, yeah, he'll be fun to watch, whatever, move on. Okay, Jake Diekman in the bullpen, super, great, can't wait. But again, heading into 2016, you better believe everyone had an opinion on the Wade Davis trade. Signing Ian Kennedy, bringing Joaquin Soria back. When the lights are the brightest, that's when you scrutinize the most. And we scrutinized that team and those trades and those signings, even though there were a pair of pennants flying above the Royals Hall of Fame in left field at Kauffman Stadium. They had won the ultimate prize, and we remained steadfast in our criticism. And yet, when it comes to the Chiefs, there's no Super Bowl trophy, and yet the cries that I hear from the masses are, well, trust Brett Veach. Show some patience, Vern. Now, guys, let's not rest easy that the Lombardi Trophy just knows how to get to Arrowhead and eventually will arrive because Patrick Mahomes has arrived. Let's not act like it's a foregone conclusion. I'm never going to do that. I've been around too many great teams that never cashed in. And let's also not forget what else is going on around the AFC. Look, I'll admit, you're still in the catbird seat in the AFC. But Cleveland's right alongside you. Indianapolis is right there. And I'm sure there's going to be another surprise team in the AFC that nobody sees coming. So again, it's not that I'm negative or that show's negative or that Serta's negative. I mean, Ron's the guy that was picketing outside of Arrowhead to bring Patrick Peterson to Kansas City so that you and him, lifelong Chiefs fans, can finally get the joys of a Super Bowl championship. Now, we'll admit that we're critical. We'll admit that we are skeptical. We'll admit when we're wrong. I think we both predicted 8-8. Therese Paylor, Sam Mellinger, some of the dignitaries of Kansas City sports media predicted 8-8 for the Chiefs in 2018, and we were wrong, and we'll admit it. But we'll also say that we were the ones that told you this defense will be your downfall. When other people were sitting there telling you all the defense is opportunistic, they make plays when they need to. We never bought that. We told you this defense needs help. That's why Ron was picketing outside of Arrowhead. So again, it's not being negative. We're all tugging on the same side of the rope here. We're just trying to get you to a mindset that it is Super Bowl or bust. That this front offense has not earned the benefit of the doubt. Dade Moore's earned the benefit of the doubt because he's got a pair of pennants and a World Series title. That's why we say, hey, they're tanking. They're rebuilding. You can have this year, maybe even next year, but then the scrutiny's going to start. We're going to need to see a winner again. Maybe that benefit of the doubt will start to subside. But right now, there should be no benefit of the doubt when it comes to the Kansas City Chiefs. Protein House, Eat with a Purpose, text line 69306. Again, Protein House, Eat with a Purpose, text line 69306. Coming up in our next segment, your chance to win an MVP golf card and one of Kansas City's favorite athletes finally is set. Enough is enough. More on that next.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
Vern, your Show and Vern show on vacation. He'll be back on Monday. He's with the family out at Royal Spring Training. And we got a tie game with 81 seconds left to play. I'm live from the Municipal Auditorium, 82nd annual NAIA Division I Men's Basketball National Championship. Coming up later on this hour, we'll give you a chance to win a four-pack of tickets to Friday's action, quarterfinal action out here at the Muni. And then next hour, your chance to win a four-pack of tickets to the championship. The championship game and the All-Star game coming up on Tuesday. Protein House, Eat with a Purpose, text line 69306 from listener 17. Vern, people call you guys negative because you are. You hate on every move. You hate on every word out of Arrowhead. There's no analysis or actual thinking. It's just, the Chiefs traded Peter, so we hate everything now. If that's not it, Vern, just know that that's 100% how it comes off. Thank you very much for the text. It's my opinion, and if that's how you hear it, okay. It's my opinion that that's what you want to hear. That you pick and choose what you remember from us, because the Tyrann Mathieu discussion the day after was all love. Excitement about Tyrann Mathieu. I don't think anyone said anything cross about the Alex Okafor signing. I don't think anyone said anything cross about Mahomes or Tyreek Hill or Travis Kelce, unless their play warranted it. But no, there's a lot more good than bad with the Chiefs, and I think we've acknowledged that throughout. I appreciate you listening, and I appreciate your input. Thank you, though. Protein House, Eat with a Purpose text line. It's always open for you. 69306. Quick reminder, tomorrow the drive will be live from Winning Streaks inside Harrah's, North Kansas City. Great place to watch all the college basketball action. More TVs than you'll know what to do with. And some of the most comfortable seats in the house. I mean, they got, or some of the most comfortable seats in the area, I should say. They got these recliners. Two rows of recliners. I think it's about 20 recliners total. Sitting in front of, I think, five big screens. A great place to catch the tournament. We'll be out there. The drive will be out there Thursday. Jay Binkley is going to be out there on Friday. And we're going to have a watch party Friday for the K-State game. I know the drive's going to be out there watching the K-State game, and then they'll hand things off to Binkley, who will do his show, Bink at Night, live from Winning Streaks inside Harrah's, North Kansas City, coming up on Friday night. All right, as promised, I do have one more MVP golf card to give away. If you don't win it, you can purchase one. And again, what an MVP golf cart is, well, $340 worth of golf. It gets you two rounds at Adams Point, two rounds at Heart of America, two rounds at Minor Park, two rounds at Swope Memorial, and two rounds at Sycamore Ridge. You can purchase one for $99 online at MVP Golf KC, or you can win one right now. Be the eighth caller to 913-576-7610. And it's yours. Eighth caller right now, 913-576-7610, and you win the Kansas City MVP golf card. All right, so we talked about Danny Duffy yesterday on the show. I tried to get to it earlier in the show, and then the program was ruined as Steven Serta and Steven Spector tagged up to not only piss off Ron the Show Hughley, but it's now starting to really tick me off. So let me get to Danny Duffy. If you missed the show yesterday, I admitted, a personal shortcoming, how I was really judgmental when it came to Danny Duffy. You know, judgmental, like unfairly judgmental with Danny Duffy. I mentioned this yesterday on the show. How I would get judgmental when he, Danny Duffy, didn't have the reaction that I wanted a player of his talent to have. Right, when I heard that Danny Duffy, when told that Brad Keller was the opening day starter, when I heard him say, you know, good for him, he's the best pitcher on our team, it frustrated me. And that's classic Duffy. That's what I would expect him to say, and yet I still allowed it to upset me. But while I was thinking about it on, Monday night and then talking about it on Tuesday, you know, I realized, hey, he's a 30-year-old man now. He is what he is. It's no longer a him thing. It's a me thing. Accept him for who he is. He's not Bob Gibson. He's not Madison Bumgarner. He's not going to be that consistent killer on and off the mound. He's a guy that admits his flaws, that has never claimed to be perfect from anything that I've seen or heard from him, right? He's basically the same dude that showed up in Kansas City 9 years ago. He's that same guy. Sure, he's a lot bit more mature. He's a man now, but he's basically the same dude. He has the same heart as the kid that showed up at 21 years of age in 2011. Same dude at the core. So after the show, I get home and I'm, you know, doing God knows what, and I open up Twitter, and I see that Danny Duffy has this long notebook story that he posted on his Twitter feed saying, I'm done with Twitter. I'm signing off for the third time in 9 years. And I had two reactions. One is, you know, good for him. Twitter's not that big of a deal. I've always thought Twitter's a lot like high school in that when you're on it or when you're in it, you think it's the whole world. You don't know that there's so much more outside of these walls. Your self-worth becomes tied to your persona in high school. Your self-worth becomes tied to your persona on Twitter, when in reality, it's only a fraction of the people that you will ultimately encounter in your life. So that's the first thing. Good for him. Secondly, the second thing that hit me, and this might come out of left field, but this mental health awakening in our country is astounding to me. And it's astounding to me personally for a number of reasons. First and foremost, because like I've mentioned in past conversations with Ron and Serta and you on the air, I was, and maybe still am, very ignorant to facts about mental health. So as I learned, and as I understood, and as I accepted as facts, as science, as I started to learn more and more about mental health, you know, I started seeing more and more people that weren't really keeping up with the education about mental health. You know, you'd see it in on Twitter, on social media. You'd see it in your everyday life. Friends and whatnot that were kind of behind the times, that weren't seeing the same information, that weren't being educated in the same way, or were remaining ignorant, remaining stubborn. So when I read that Danny Duffy, he wrote, quote, I just don't have the mental capacity or patience to hold back after 13 years of being labeled a head case when my performance on the field isn't up to a standard certain folks expect. Again, I just don't have the mental capacity or patience to hold back after 13 years of being labeled a head case when my performance on the field isn't up to the standard that certain folks expect. When he writes that, I can't help but think of, like, past baseball players, like Mickey Mantle getting destroyed out at bars or Roger Maris's hair falling out. And yet, baseball fans, baseball lovers, we like glorify those stories of Mickey Mantle and Roger Maris, even though with the knowledge that we have now about mental health, those stories are awful. Now, I'm still learning. I may have already said something dumb. If I did, I apologize. But, yeah, I'm open. I'm learning. But, yeah, about 5-6 years ago, man, I was the suck-it-up guy when someone would say that they were depressed. I was the chill-out guy when someone would say that they're anxious, having a panic attack. I'd be like, relax, bro. I didn't take it seriously. I was ignorant to the fact. Duffy also wrote, quote, one day, hopefully, I can prevent future 18-year-old Royals from entertaining the thought that your pitches per inning defines your mental state. And Duffy's whole post was about, you guys call me a head case so much when I'm pitching poorly, and I've pitched poorly lately, and you continue to call me a head case. You've said it so much, I'm now starting to believe it. It's starting to penetrate my own brain, and it's getting the better of me. I'm not able to fight your negativity with my positivity. You're starting to get the best of me, so I'm just going to give up on Twitter. And, you know, I saw people speculating about Tamba Hali and what he was saying on Twitter. It's just strange to me. I don't know. This might not be great. I don't know what my overall point is, maybe other than Twitter sucks, right? Does anyone really think Twitter's cool or that it's really helping anyone? I don't know about you guys, but the awakening of mental health and the fact that we still throw around insults relating to mental health is something that I feel like in hopefully 5, but maybe 10 or 20 years, we're going to look back on and be very, very embarrassed as to where we are or where we were as a society. Want to stay with the Royals, and Ian Kennedy is heading to the bullpen, and I really hope it wakes some of you Royals fans up.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
Welcome back, Show and Vern minus Show. He'll be back on Monday. Josh Vern here with you here live from Municipal Auditorium, site of the 82nd annual NAIA Division I Men's Basketball National Championship. Stay tuned. Coming up before the top of the hour, before 1 o'clock, we'll give you a chance to win a four-pack of tickets to the quarterfinals of the NAIA National Championship. In our 1 o'clock hour, Cody Tapp joins us live from Arizona, our Royals insider. And also, we'll give you a chance to win a four-pack of tickets to the championship game and the All-Star game of the NAIA tournament. Protein House, Eat with a Purpose, text line 69306. From the 913, Vern, just imagine what Jackie Robinson went through. Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, you can't even imagine what Jackie Robinson went through. Oh, man, oh, God. Oh, this guy just fell down. Oh, no. Oh, he bumped his head, too. Oh, this older gentleman just took quite the stumble down the stairs. Oh, I hope he's all right.
Wait.
And you know I've been around show too long when I wanted to do play-by-play of this guy stumbling around.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of want more details here. What's he look like? What's he wearing? Did he deserve to fall down the stairs?
No, he didn't deserve to fall down the stairs. Who does he look like? He looks like John Ritter's dad on Problem Child. Have you ever seen the movie Problem Child?
I have.
The grandfather, that's who he looks like. Ah, and he's to his feet. All right. Oh, he's smiling. We're good. We're good. John Ritter's dad. Rest in peace, John Ritter. John Ritter's dad's okay. From the 913, please bring back Show. Vern's droning, monotonous negativity is burrowing into my brain. Even Spectre would be better than this. How about a commercial or two? Damn. Show will be back on Monday, and the show will improve on Monday. But I appreciate you giving me a solid 2.5 hours. I really do appreciate that. Cody Tapp will be here to save the day coming up at 1 o'clock. And before we get into this with Cody, let me speak to Royals fans real quick. Royals fans, you and I, we have a pretty good relationship, right? Despite my monotonous droning, let me just have a quick conversation with you. Because when you heard the news yesterday, oh, we got a band playing. Oh, this should be great. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's got to be great radio. There are at least 18 different drummers right now. Are you guys kidding me?
We're just trying to embrace everything the NAIA tournament has to offer.
Yeah. Sort of right. Am I right in that is quite loud?
Oh yeah, it's drowning you out a little bit, making it. It's kind of hard to hear. It's making the entire product hard to listen to.
Yeah, I hope it goes on for a long time. There's another mascot, and he is jumping around. They're giving the mascot a drum. Yeah, why not? More drums.
I mean, why don't we just play by play this? Got to get your reps in anyway.
Well, exciting action down here at the NAIA National Championship. I'm Josh Vernier. I think they're bringing every team out right now on the court. Now, this will get us out of 13th place. Protein House, Eat with a Purpose text line 69306 from the 913. The drums are more entertaining than you, Vern. Please shut up. Listener, nasty ass 59. Vern, shut up. I'm listening to the drums. Why are people looking at me?
Like they want you to.
There's one guy like drumming that has just been staring at me the whole time.
I think that's like a thing in
bands. I can't hear you.
I think that's like a thing in bands. They tell you to, you know, create like a focus point, and you're just that guy's focus point.
Well, I'm gonna give him the Lance McCullers throat slash.
Do it.
Oh, now, then he looked away. He looked away when I did that. I mean, they're good. From the 913, listening to show have sex would be more entertaining than listening to you, Vern.
That's
well, I agree
weird.
With that.
That's
no,
weird.
But I agree with that, because you... Because you know
like
that...
Be, like
you know that
loud.
Gets nasty. Yeah.
Like just
and the
no
guy,
reason.
By the way, sort of this guy on the microphone, looks like Bobby the Brain Heenan. Do you know who that is?
Let me look it up.
He's got a really sweet suit coat on, and he has the...
Yeah. I remember him.
Beautiful.
Like that guy's in that exact outfit.
Yeah. Yep. No, and he looks like him. All right, they are honestly parading every team in this tournament. There are 32 teams. The 32 teams will be whittled down to one come Tuesday night's championship. They are bringing all 32 teams onto the court right now, and I imagine these drums are going to continue for this entire introduction. We are 4-8. We still have 16 teams to go. So that conversation, Serta, I wanted to have with Royals fans, I think we might postpone it. Should I just go to the, are they done? That guy's looking at me again. What? Stiles. Yeah, okay, so he knows what's up. He's smiling now. Okay, yeah, thumbs up.
Maybe he's listening to you in his headphones.
Let's just get to Newsflash.
Service Newsflash.
On Tuesday, after ESPN's Jeff Passan reported Mike Trout's record-breaking deal, everyone was quick to point out that Bryce Harper had to be absolutely heartbroken because of his blatant tampering to get Mike Trout to the Philadelphia Phillies.
I can't hear anything you're saying.
Okay.
Listener 785 says, get the stare down drummer on the show.
He's
too busy drumming.
He should just try to run over.
So what I heard Mike Trout. What about Mike Trout?
Bryce Harper's all upset because he was just blatantly tampering. And doing pulling a Magic Johnson, and now he's upset because his tampering obviously didn't work.
Oh, he should be upset. I mean, I respect him for the attempt. That's what he should do. See, Bryce Harper is a guy, one of the few guys in Major League Baseball that gets it, that gets what sells in 2019. Now, look, I am a diehard baseball fan. I love baseball through and through. I don't need drama. I don't need salacious storylines. I don't need free agent drama. I don't need any of it. I love baseball, but I know what sells in 2019. Most people have a short attention span in 2019. You need something salacious. You need something laced with drama. You need, will LeBron stay or will he go? Where's Kevin Durant going to go next season? You need to know about this linebacker or this quarterback, or Antonio Brown wants out of Pittsburgh. Le'Veon Bell's not happy with the Steelers. You need that drama to make sure that your sport remains in the forefront of the national sports news day in and day out. Bryce Harper seems to be the only one that gets that in Major League Baseball. So I understand him not only being disappointed that Mike Trout won't be his teammate in Philadelphia, but being disappointed that Major League Baseball's off seasons will continue to suck because A, the best players don't get signed until spring training, and then B, most of these guys are now being extended before they hit free agency because they acknowledge that free agency is a complete joke in baseball. I hope we're still connected. I can't even hear my own voice because of these damn drummers. When we get back, hopefully they're done.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
All right, welcome back. Josh Vern, you're broadcasting live from the 82nd annual NAIA Division I Men's Basketball National Championship. Live from the Muni. Drumlines continuing. Show and Vern is rolling on as well without Rhonda Show Hughley. He will thankfully be back on Monday. But right now he is in Arizona with the family for Royal Spring Training. Got a beautiful place out there. I'm sure he's having a great time. It'd be great if you guys would stop running to him every time we do something that he might not like. That would be real special. Speaking of Royal Spring Training, we will head out to Surprise, Arizona and talk with our Royals insider, Cody Tapp, coming up at 1 o'clock. Oh, big finish. All right. Very nicely done, boys. Great job. Oh, no. Oh, God. Do I have to? I got to be quiet for the national anthem? Better in this city. God knows what happened to MP. All right. I'm just going to be quiet. Here you go. National anthem time, baby. Live and local. All right. That's how you do it. Protein Alcy with a purpose. Text line 69306. How do you think that guy did? All right, Serta, do me a favor. Don't put this last half hour on the podcast, all right? You do me that solid?
I'm tweeting it out.
Oh, great. All right. All right, so yeah, Cody Tapp coming up in just about 10 minutes. Man, if you just stuck it out through all of that, why is everyone looking up here? Oh, the entire arena. Okay, they're looking behind me. Wow, that was frightening. I'm sorry, I've been very unprofessional lately, but go ahead and you sit here in 32 full-grown basketball teams, all of a sudden they're all looking right at you. It was at this group of kids that were right behind me, but nonetheless, if you've stuck it out and for some reason you're still listening, well, let me thank you for that. Let's give away a four-pack of tickets to Friday's quarterfinal action of the NAIA Division I Men's Basketball National Championship. A four-pack of tickets on the line right now. Seventh caller to 913-576-7610. The tickets are yours. Thank you very much for sticking it out through the drum line, through the national anthem, and through me being freaked out that a good 2,000 people just stopped and stared right at me. 913-576-7610. All right, before we get to Cody Tapp, still no update regarding Tyreek Hill. Nothing new with his involvement in an investigation into reports of a battery and child abuse or neglect earlier this month at his home. So we're still unsure. Still important that everyone knows he has not been charged. Let's not make him guilty of anything before he's been charged or he's been found guilty. Nothing new has happened. It is still in an ongoing investigation. But to me, this story here in Kansas City has showcased something very interesting and something that I have said for years, and that is you cannot compare real life to professional sports. We like to do it. We do it when we see it fitting our narrative, when we complain about, oh, you know, what is Kyrie Irving complaining about with the attention that he gets? I would love to have that kind of money or have that salary. We like to complain when Antonio Brown says he's not being respected by the Pittsburgh Steelers. And we like to come back and say, oh, I could never get away with what he gets away with at work. Well, that's because people aren't interested in your job. People aren't paying hundreds, thousands of dollars to watch you perform your occupation. You cannot compare real life to professional sports. And Tyreek Hill's situation gives us yet another example of just that. Because I know I have buddies in my life, diehard Chiefs fans. Serta told me earlier today he's got buddies, diehard Chiefs fans, that when they heard the news about Tyreek Hill, their reaction was, oh, please, God, no. Oh, dear Lord, do not let this be true. Please, Lord, baby Jesus, do not let this be true. And it wasn't for the reasons you would think. It wasn't because of the well-being of the three-year-old kid. It wasn't for the well-being of their family. No, it was purely about football. Purely a don't let this be true. Please, God, don't let this be true. Because without Tyreek Hill, our whole offense changes. We're not the juggernaut that we once were. You would never say something like that about another occupation. If your contractor or your plumber or your garbage man, garbage woman, if anyone else in your life, if you heard that they were involved in an investigation into reports of a battery and child abuse or neglect at their home, your reaction wouldn't be, oh, dear God, no, not my plumber. Oh, dear God, no. No, how's Bob Hamilton Plumbing, Heating, AC, Router, and Electrical ever going to bounce back from this? They're going to be a completely different company. No, you wouldn't do that. You would be concerned about the family's well-being. You would snap back with, well, good, I'm glad they're being investigated. Let's get to the bottom of this. And if a child was hurt, whoever was culpable for those injuries should have to face justice. It's a different world, professional sports. And you're acknowledging it when the first thing you think of, even if it's only for a short period of time, even if you snap out of it and you go, okay, that's pretty sports selfish of me to think about my football team more so than the well-being of a three-year-old. Even if it's only briefly, that just goes to show you why professional sports are so very different and why you can't compare real life to professional sports, because you would never say, oh my God, my real estate agent is being investigated into child battery. oh, please don't let that be true because I love Keller Williams or I love Century 21. You would never do that. But we, even for a brief moment of time, we lose perspective. We prioritize the professional sports team over the well-being of a human being. We prioritize sports over people. We do it in college sports where we prioritize athletics over academics. So if we're doing that with kids in college, just imagine what we do with professional sports. Acknowledge what we all do with professional sports. And we must stop comparing real life to professional sports because there are no comparisons. It is a different world. The travel, the expectations, the money, the pressure, the attention, the spotlight, it is all different top to bottom. A guy that has been inside the clubhouse for the duration of spring training, seeing that difference between being a big leaguer and being just a normal member of society. Cody Tapp embedded with the boys in blue all spring training long. He joins us live from Surprise, Arizona when we get back.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.